Hello, gamers, and welcome to episode 116 of the Super Ultra Podcast Arcade. I am your host, Daniel Nicholson, and with me is my co-host, Dominic Stallworth. What's going on this week, Dominic?
Man, it's going. It's a pretty lousy-looking day today.
Yes.
Pretty cloudy, raining. I love it. I love it so much.
It was sprinkling earlier when I started to take my dog out, and in the process of walking him, it just started to pour for like 3 minutes, and then as soon as I got in the house, it had pretty much stopped by then.
But it's been cool, man.
Yes, it has.
That's what I really love. Though, it sucked though. Earlier in the week, though, I got sick after going to the movies.
Ooh.
And, man, I think it was... That Sunday, yeah, Sunday started. I was getting feeling sick, but I was watching the games.
But then that Monday, Seven was that bad, huh?
Yeah, but then Monday, I was full blown. I think I had like I might have had the flu. I took a lot of cold and flu medicine, drowsy, and just knocked myself out. I slept for, God, man, I forgot what time I went to the bed. I slept most of that night. I woke up probably just to use the bathroom and went back to sleep, man. I didn't wake up till like 5 that night.
Wow.
I wake up, man. God, and I still just felt... No, I think I felt good then. No, or did I feel still feel horrible? I forget, but one time I did got up and I felt really good.
I didn't feel anymore at all.
Yeah, it was bad. I hated it. But yeah, I'm still have some remnants of it, but I'm a little bit better. I'm definitely a lot better. Like, I don't feel weak or anything.
Yeah.
I just get the sniffles, and I cough. Still don't hurt, but still get phlegmy. But I'm okay. I can deal with that. But how's it been going for you?
It's been all right. Enjoying the fact that it's finally cooled down. Love it when it's this weather. I wish I could just... live in this weather all year round.
Yeah, it's called England.
I guess I need to move there then.
Yeah.
Start doing some research. That's fine, because once Donald Trump becomes president, I'm going to have to move there anyway.
Yeah, dude. No, you don't. Nah, you, the white men, you're all safe.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I can put on the act.
And
I'm a powerful white man with a small business.
I don't know what racist thing he said about black people. I just always hear something about the Mexicans.
I don't know. He was supporting stop and frisk during the debate. So
okay, then. Well, then. Well, that's not going to...
He was saying they should enact stop and frisk during in Chicago.
It's not like that shit's going to change with the Democrats either. So I don't think nothing's different. Nothing's changed. That's not worse. That's just the same.
I mean, it's slightly worse if they did actually enact that, considering the fact that
they're
it's
not going to enact that. That's not going to be
declared unconstitutional. Well, I mean, theoretically, he can't because it's been declared unconstitutional.
Yeah.
A point that he argued was not true. But that's, you know, I don't know if we want to actually get into that whole situation.
Like I said, I don't know much will change. So much as far I in, but there will be a lot of deportations. A lot of deportations to get there. Well, the way he talks, which I still don't think nothing would happen either.
Yeah,
with that.
I mean, he's still got so many other layers of government that he would have to go through. It's not like just because he's president, he's king of the world all of a sudden. We just pretend like that's the case.
Yeah. All right, so. I guess what we talk about. We talking about sports. Yeah, so I was some sports.
Yeah, we got some sports.
All right. So big weekend, huge weekend for me. Probably the best, one of the best sports weekends of this year. I'm trying to think, anything great?
LeBron winning his championship
in
Cleveland.
Horrible.
That was
and
amazing.
I don't know if that was on a weekend. Actually, that was a Sunday, I believe. Maybe it was a weekend. No, it wasn't. It was on Father's Day, so it was on a Monday.
It was
a Sunday. Sunday.
I was going to say, I thought that was a Sunday.
So, it's every day I say it is. Shut up. but, yeah. This has to be the best weekend for me. Because Orioles won. They swept the Diamondbacks.
Woo!
I'll start with baseball then. Yeah, Orioles swept the Diamondbacks, and they beat Toronto 2 out of 3 games the next series. And now they're playing the Yankees, and they beat them the first game.
Yeah, they did. Beat them good, too.
And they're on a 3-game winning streak. They're got the sole possession of first place in the wild card. So then they control their own destiny. If I believe if Toronto loses and Orioles win, I believe they clinched the spot. Because I'm looking at mathematically here. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't see how that's, yeah, they lose last game. I think they'd be all right.
Yeah.
I think they'd be fine. Now, Detroit, they had a delayed game with Cleveland because of rain. Now, they said they're not going to play that game unless they have to. I think they might end up going to have to play that game.
Mm-hmm. Really?
But I just have a feeling Toronto might lose, or maybe even Orioles, I don't know. Might lose one more game or so that Detroit would have to win. Or Detroit might lose a game, and then they would have to make up that one game. Because they're only a half a game behind Toronto right now. So is that close to a point where I think it might end up they're going to have to play that Cleveland game, and that game will be played on Monday. Mm-hmm. Now, Toronto and Orioles both tie for the wild card and take both wild card spots. Toronto will get the home field because they won the season series.
Yeah.
So Orioles want we have to stay. We're above them now. We have to stay up top. We really have to stay at top. So we definitely have to win one more game. I mean, I can't get mad at the Orioles if they just win 2 out of 3 and not sweep the Yankees. I mean, much as I want them to, because it's going to be tough. They do. But
exactly.
If we do it, hell, man, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping we do it. I definitely a lot happier than I was last weekend. Last weekend I was depressed with the Orioles because they just been sucking hard. Yeah. But thank God for that Diamondback series. They swept. I mean, Diamondbacks suck, so Orioles actually took advantage of that for once. And I'm surprised they beat Toronto the way they did. I didn't think Toronto was going to let us take two games in their home. And Yankees let us take one. I mean, it was raining pretty good there, but not bad enough, I guess, to postpone the game.
Yeah.
And they killed them. They scored 8 runs. So we actually been scoring some runs. So that's what I'm happy about. And Kim has been a hero, man. He had a game-winning home run. I saw that game.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Man, I was happy as hell. And thing is, he came in as a pinch hitter. They didn't play him. I remember looking at message boards. People were like, man, put Kim in. Why didn't you put Kim? He's hot. And then finally put him in for that one at bat, and he hits a home run, game-winning home run. I was like, oh, my goodness. This guy, who at the beginning of the season was so horrible in spring training, where they were trying to keep him in AAA or whatever, or minor leagues, and he denied it because he had in his contract that he can opt out of that, not going to minor leagues, saying and that was an option, say, hey, I don't want to, and he did. And some people thought, like, oh, man, why did we do this? They're going to trade him. Hey, he actually worked it out. He actually worked out to be really good. He's like he's probably our best hitter as of right now, our most consistent hitter. He's constantly getting on base any way he can. Walks, I mean, hits, anyway. I mean, he's constantly just on, he gets on base almost every game I see him in. He's a good player. He's turned out to be a good player. Other league news, Giants, they're hanging in there. They're hanging in there for the wild card, too.
Yeah.
They're playing against the Dodgers, who, I mean, they clinched the division, but they're sort of battling with Washington. I don't think it's much of a battle now. I think Washington, unless Washington loses the next two games, Washington's going to be the number two seed in the, so they'll get, Washington will get home field. Yeah, the Washington will get home field advantage. It looks like Washington's going to get home field advantage for the divisional series against LA. But Washington is in trouble, though, because their best hitter, their catcher Ramos, is hurt again. He was hurt, I believe, last time he went to the playoffs. I want to say. Or was he hurt last year? I'm not sure. But he's hurt. So they got a Strasburg who, I don't know if Strasburg came back. I don't really know news on the team, but I know they not fully healthy. So some people are just saying, wow, we're just going to lose in the first round again. Some Washington fans. They just feel like it's such bad luck. And I say, oh, I feel bad. So we can't never get the Orioles Washington real series that I don't want to ever happen.
It's too big a chance that Washington might win. That's what I'd be worried about.
Well, actually, no. Washington will actually be the one. You know what? This will probably be the series where it'll be good for me because Washington is such bad luck, really. All their sports are bad luck. Yeah. Baltimore isn't. Ravens won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But Washington is the ones with the Capitals always losing. Wizards, well, they just haven't won
since the Wizards
they
were just
in Baltimore.
The
they haven't won since they were in Baltimore. I see. And the Redskins just sucking for 20 plus years. So they would have the bad luck more so than the Baltimore guys. But then again, since I'm mostly like Washington teams, the only Baltimore team I like is Orioles, I just have that feeling of bad luck always with my team. So it's really weird. It's a weird feeling that I just don't want it to happen. I don't want them to go there. Because then they'd be pissed, like, oh, I just jumped on the Nationals bandwagon when I had a chance. But yeah, San Francisco, they are in the last wild card spot still, but they're hanging on by a thread. St. Louis is right on their tail, one game behind them. So, and then Nets are one game ahead of the San Francisco. Yeah, it's close race.
Yeah.
But Cubs all by themselves, 102 wins. It's really looking good for them.
Mm-hmm.
This is their championship to lose, basically. Oh man,
so
be so
they're
horrible.
Gonna lose.
It's be so horrible to lose in the first round. Kind of wanted to happen. Kind of do, but I have no reason to hate this team really, except for that hitter that didn't come to us because he stayed with them. Even though we don't need a hitter. You know what? Now I see that I don't even care about that anymore because we don't need a hitter. We need a goddamn. Well, we actually need real hitters, not just guys who swing for the fences. But you know what? That's what that guy was. So maybe we did need him. But we could have used him. But we need a pitcher. We'll be the only team going to the playoffs if we go to the playoffs without really a pit. No ace, really.
Yeah.
So that is. It's going to be hard to win that way. I don't know teams that have won that way. All right. So let's go right into football. It's not college football. I don't remember all the games. I don't try to remember. I know it was one game I saw when I was in Buffalo Wild Wings. It was the LSU game, which LSU, with barely no time on the clock, got the ball off. Looked like they got the touchdown, but then they did a review and saw he didn't snap the ball in time.
Ooh.
And, I mean, it was very close, but they gave it to Auburn. Auburn upset him, and the coach got fired. Les Miles. He's been with LSU for a while. He's won a championship with them. I'm trying to remember what year it was. Let me go look it up. Les Miles. 2007. So almost 10 years. So it's been a while. He did win the SEC in 2011. But yeah, so he's been good. I mean, he's been a good coach to me. I don't know. I don't see how much more you can do. I mean, that conference is tough. SEC is tough. Alabama is just looking great, and all the other colleges there, Ole Miss, which they're about to be under probably sanctioned soon because of all this. What the hell happened to them? I mean, because every time I keep hearing about them, it's always saying, "Oh, they're under investigation," and still. And I'm thinking, I forget what the investigation is about, to be honest with you. But it looks like, I think about next year, I'll probably hear, they'll probably be like, they take away so many scholarships from them. Mm-hmm. But they're good now. they're decent. Ole Miss is decent. Tennessee's better this year. You got Texas A&M. I mean, it's a tough conference.
Yeah.
And Les Miles, I mean, he hasn't really done horrible. I guess he underachieved to what they wanted, but I don't know. It's so many colleges. I just don't see how much better you can get by getting rid of him. Maybe they feel like a change would just spark him up. But I think with Saban in Alabama, oh man, I think that's just too. That's tough for anybody to come in and build up a program. All right, I know Maryland Navy didn't play, but they play today. So Maryland's actually their first real test is against Purdue. This is their first actual in-conference game, so I can see how good they really are or how bad they really are. Mm-hmm. Navy, they're playing Air Force, so that's like a military battle. And I know Stanford got upset. Well, it's not a huge upset. I mean, Washington was number 10, but the score is what's the problem. Washington blew them out 44-6. So that really looks bad for them. That probably force them to drop even further in the polls.
Yeah.
Then you have the big games today are Clemson and Louisville, who I talked about last week about how Louisville just scores a shit ton. Now they're playing Tennessee. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm looking at Tennessee right now. Now they're playing Clemson. You know, ACC champs went to the championship game. I mean, the big championship game. But lost to Alabama. But they're looking good. I hope it's a good game. And the other big game was Wisconsin. Oh yeah, Wisconsin and Michigan. Who Wisconsin beat up on Michigan State, and like that wasn't a good game. I expected it to be a decent game. They beat them up pretty bad. That was considered an upset. So I'm curious to see. Some people are thinking Wisconsin, they're probably a lot better than what people thought they were. And now they play Michigan is number 4. I guess we'll see what happens. God, some good games. God, I wish I had to work tonight. Because I would definitely be watching. Oh my gosh, I'll be watching these. And it had to be late. Why? It could be 12 o'clock games. Yeah, so those are good college games. All right, yes, I think anything else? Oh, yeah, college football. Let's get to the NFL. I don't think there's any other news. I'm trying to see if there's any other news. Well, there is some big news, but I'll get to that in the end. You know, sport news, golf. Oh, golf Ryder Cup is going on. Basically, what, Britain versus U.S. Tiger is a coach. I think he's a coach or a captain. I guess a coach. And that's weird. I mean, it's weird because I'm used to him playing. So
yeah,
now he's in that role. It's funny. He's not that old. I mean, for golfing age, he's not that old.
Yeah.
People play golf well in their 40s still. So, yeah. Man, look, that's just over. That was over for him. But he's still staying relevant with golf. He's not just going away. Even though probably some people want him to.
His penis really retired him.
Yeah. Oh, maybe his wife did. Maybe his wife heard him when she was chasing him. All right, let's get into NFL news. Yes, my Redskins finally won their first game against the hated Giants. Boo. They beat them. Oh, my goodness. It was such a close game. I was so nervous. It was the battle, Josh Norman versus Odell Beckham Jr. from last year when Josh Norman was on to Carolina, how him and Odell was just going at it, man. A lot of penalties. And this time, the refs talked to him before the game, saying, yeah, don't start no shit. Over kick you out. It wasn't really a lot. I mean, one time point, I saw Josh Beckham like just pick him up. Odell up or something, but he didn't toss him down. He set him up, even though Odell Beckham was still angry. Understandably. But, I mean, Odell had a big game. I think he had like 137 yards. He had no touchdowns, though. But the way some people see it, especially Giants fans, because losers find a way to win, you know? They got to find something to win. I know this from experience with the Redskins. When you lose, you try to find, like, some caveat. Like, hey, at least Josh Norman, he put up 137 yards, so he killed your corner, who you paid so much money for.
Yeah.
It's fucking loser talk, though. It's like, y'all lost. You still lost. I'd rather have a shitty ass receiver only got like 5 yards, and my best receiver got 5 yards, and we won. Yeah, but thing is, to me, with the league rules, all that Beckham Jr. is going to get his yards regardless who the fuck he's guarding him. Right. There's no corner to me that can just shut down anybody, just totally, unless you have a good defensive line that helps you with that. We don't have that defensive line. So Odell Beckham, I knew he was going to get yards. I mean, that's not a surprise. Nobody should be surprised. The thing is, I'm surprised about is that he didn't get a touchdown. That's what I'm shocked about.
Yeah.
I mean, he has some big plays, but he didn't get. We kept him at the end zone. These other, I know, did Cruz get? No, Cruz didn't get a touchdown. I don't know who got the touchdown. I know the running back did, and Shepard on the Giants did. But the big plays, we had the big turnovers, though. We had the big interceptions that helped us out, man. Dunbar, Sual Cravens, or Cravens. I don't know how to pronounce his
name. Craven the Hunter.
But he had that. He had the one interception where at the end of the game, when they were driving downfield trying to get a field goal position to possibly win the game, which I thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And he caught the interception, man. I screamed. Oh, my God. I just cannot believe it. It was on one drive where Eli Manning threw an interception in the end zone. And then I think on the sidelines, Odell was just so angry. Like, he was just all frustrated on the sidelines. And then he hit the kicking net, which is like the practice net for the field goal kickers.
Uh-huh.
And he hit it, but then it bounced back and smacked him in the face. So
I was hoping you would say it was going to rake him.
and I was like, damn. I was like, when they showing the replay, that I was like, oh man, this is going to be a thing on the internet for days or maybe months to come. And like everybody they're showing that. But then there was one part where the camera got so close to his face, like they were just putting the camera zooming in on his face, and it looked like he was crying on the sidelines. Now I don't think it was from that, but
that was just blood coming out of his face.
Because he was just yelling on the sidelines, like all frustrated, and then finally, like Eli Manning had to go talk him down, like calm him down. Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? And now everybody's saying, like, man, this man got some issues. Like, what's he doing? Then, like, they got close to him. You see, like, it looked like tears coming down his eyes. It could have been sweat. But I'm just saying, please let that replace the crying Jordan. Please let that replace the crying Jordan.
You got to start it, Dom.
Yeah. And, like, one guy said, look, he brought this on himself. I mean, he had a bad game or anything. But him doing those shenanigans on the sidelines, I mean, what the hell? Yeah. And there was a point on our sidelines where one of our defensive linemen, I believe Baker, he was yelling at our defensive coordinator, man, I guess about the plays out there. But hey, they got better after the incident. The defense did play a little bit better. And that could have been one of those Redskins moments for us. Like, oh, look at them all discombobulated over the Redskins, you know. And that's going to be all on the news now. But if you would have lost, like, look at them, all, like, freaking players yelling at the coaches, and it's just like, oh, God. Thank God it didn't go that way.
Yeah.
Yes. So we beat the Giants. We upset them. Beat them in the Meadowlands. So that was a huge win. And now we got to Cleveland. Unfortunately, we're not playing against RG3. This is what everybody wanted. They wanted to play against RG3, but...
But he RG3'd himself. But,
yeah, now we're playing against a better quarterback. And, well, I do not know who it is, but which is sad. I just say he's better, and without even knowing him. But Cleveland's been playing tough. They lost another nail biter, just like against the Ravens. They fucked themselves over. They were winning, and they fucked themselves, and they had went to overtime and lost. I just hope they fucked themselves against us too. Actually, I just want to blow them out though, because I don't want a close game to be all nervous about. But the Ravens got out another jam against the Jaguars. The Ravens are lucky. They're playing teams that don't want to win. that's the thing. These teams.
And we appreciate it.
They are trying their best to lose. It's like, yeah, let's not win this game. Jaguars like, we ain't going to win this game. I said, no, Cleveland did it the week before. You can't do it, too. And they did it. I was like, God damn it. When I saw him through the interception, Bortles, like, you fucking idiot. I was like, oh, my God. Oh. And then when Tucker, I don't know what the fuck happened. I think it was some penalty happened. Something so stupid. Tucker missed the freaking field goal. I was like, yes, he's not the best. And then a penalty happened. He got closer. And I was like, God damn it, Jaguars. Why? Why are you doing this? Ah. So Ravens got another one. But now they're playing the Raiders. The Raiders are coming to town. And this is probably the Ravens' first real test as far as a decent opponent.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get their asses beaten and they learn that, oh, we actually just best of the suckies. Like the Redskins was last year. Went to the playoffs because we didn't. Oh, yeah. Also with the Giants, this is the first team Kirk Cousins has beaten as a starting quarterback. This is the first time he's beaten a team with a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ever did that last year. And some people say, oh, yes, y'all can't win against good teams. So we finally beat the Giants. So we finally got that off our backs. Don't have to keep saying that shit anymore. But you know, the Ravens, man, they look good. The Ravens look good, honestly. Yeah, I'm curious to see what they do against the Raiders. If they beat the Raiders, man, that's great. Also, another thing, Eagles look good with their rookie quarterback, new coach. They killed Steelers. I don't know how they did it, man. They got a good defense. I'm scared of them now. And it pisses me off how they turn around so huge after sucking pretty bad last year.
Yeah.
I mean, just about one game bursting us, I think. Or two games, mm-hmm. I think, eventually. But, I mean, they weren't good. And now they're just looking like world beaters now. I said, why can't we ever look like that? They freaking just got a new coach for the first year and a new quarterback first year, and they look like world beaters. God. I just want our team to just look that great. Like, just to look so good where I just know, like, yes, we're going to the playoffs. Let's just see how well we, you know, I was all about what we do in the playoffs. I said the Eagles going to the playoffs, but they just look so good now. They're 3-0. Excuse me. I don't know who they have this week, but for them to beat the Steelers, a good team, and beat them I forgot what the score was, but it was convincingly, man. I was like, darn, nobody else, we didn't do that. Like, Steelers owned our asses. So that's what I'm saying. How good are the Eagles now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. I don't care the NFL page up, so I'm not going to read any games out.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Anything other news in the NFL? People didn't kneel down. Some people put their fists up. I know the Redskins, some people put their fists up. Black power. And that's it, doing the national anthem. So I want to know if there is a Vegas thing going on. Like, how many people, like, how they do it, like, with the bets? Like, they do it, like, who kneels down or how many players kneel down on the team? I wonder how they do that. All right, but the sad news is two people of the sporting world passed away earlier this week.
Yeah.
Starting with Arnold Palmer, the greatest golfer ever.
And the man behind Tiger, one of the greatest drinks ever.
You say, what do you say?
And one of the men behind one of the greatest drinks ever.
Oh, yes, the half and half. Mm-hmm. He invented it. And Tiger would have been it, but
he didn't come up with a great drink.
No. And his wife messed him up.
And his penis got him in trouble.
It's like it's his penis fault. But actually, it's probably not. Tiger just plays so differently that I don't know if it would have kept up the way, because he drives the ball so hard that maybe that his style is what got him injured. That's what some people say. But Arnold Palmer, greatest golfer ever, and passed away at 87. I mean, he lived a full life.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, he lived a good life, great life. I mean, I don't know much about him. I never was into golf. Like, he was way before my time.
Yeah.
So, I just know of him from stories I see on television, but I know his name. I know his, yeah, I heard of him. I mean, it was like him and Jack Nicklaus I heard about before Tiger. I don't know any other golfers' names. I mean, as for old golfers, I don't know them. Happy Gilmore. I mean,
that's one of the guys. Yep.
But yeah, it was sad. A lot of people have fond memories of him. But the biggest one that's closest probably to me, because I know him as a pitcher, Jose Fernandez, the pitcher for the Marlins.
Yeah.
Young guy. Even though, I mean, I knew him, but I always told you guys that I mostly pay attention to my home team. I don't really pay much to the outside. I mean, unless I see them, I see highlights of him. So I've seen him before. I heard of his name before. I knew he was a great pitcher and young. I was like, yeah, they got a good pitcher over there. He died from a boating accident, which I have not looked again any further to see what happened.
Yeah, I didn't see any details, but I hadn't seen anything since last Sunday when it came out.
Yeah, I think someone told me that last report was that the only thing, alcohol was the issue, so wasn't drunk boat driving. But I was curious, like, darn, like, what the hell? Like, was it like just a bad wave just came or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But darn, it was like 3 a.m., so I guess, I don't know if that's something he does all the time, is go out on the boat at 3 a.m. or...
Yeah, it's Florida.
You can do that. But, as far as, it is. But I guess what he does, he was going to pitch that night, too.
Yeah.
But I don't know what time the game was, so maybe he had so plenty of time. He had plenty of time to get some sleep. But yeah, it's unfortunate. And they delayed the game. They didn't play that game that day because of that incident. Mm-hmm. And the next day when they played the game, it was so emotional. The players, man. God, it was just tears just flowing. And they all went to the center of the field. Both teams, man, and held, like, did a moment of silence. God, man, it was. And then the leadoff batter, Gordon, I forgot his first name, but he's a leadoff batter for the Marlins, and he did the batting stance that Fernandez does, and he took one pitch, and then he went to his regular batting stance, because he's a Fernandez is a righty, and he's a lefty, so he definitely he wasn't going to hit from right there. And then he didn't hit a home run all year, Gordon. He's not a home run hitter. But that guy hit a home run.
Wow.
And he was just crying, going around the bases. Now, you know the skeptic in me will say, they gave him that one. Maybe they did, but even still, you have to have some power.
I was going to say, even if they just throw it right down the middle for you, like, that's not guaranteed. You still have
to it's not guaranteed to be a home run. You still have to have some, because when he hit that ball went far. So it's not like it just went barely over the fence. It went far. So I was like, man. And the Mets, they are not definitely in the playoffs. They're fighting to stay in. So I don't think they would, take that chance and be like, let's give them a game. It's like, oh, we still got to play for playoffs here. So I'm not going to go that far, but it was a great moment, though, all the nonetheless. And he was just crying, going on the base. Oh, man, it was sad. Mm-hmm. It was just sad seeing those guys outside. And I forgot Barry Bonds was the hitting coach for that team.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's a cool guy. He seemed to be a good guy in the clubhouse there, which surprised to a lot of people. Not really to me. I mean, because I don't... I hate going by what the media thinks of people.
The roid rage is wearing off. He's fine now.
Yeah, that's that too. Because they always say, like, oh, this guy is a bad guy, his attitude. But I don't know how people are against other players. Like, they have bad attitudes against the media.
Yeah.
I don't know how they are with players. Now, they have reports that players don't like them. But then again, I think a lot of players have it, like, somebody doesn't like them in the clubhouse, you know? But he seemed a likable guy amongst the people there, and he said, and they, Fernandez, he seemed really good with Fernandez, too. But, yeah, that, and they say, even going through these games, these last few games they got, Marlins got, I mean, it's been hard for them. And Fernandez, they say he's been really big in the community there, and he's, he was on a boat, like, he came from, I believe he's Cuban, right?
That I'm not sure about.
Because I know they mentioned the story of him, on a boat when he was younger to when he was coming to America, and...
Yes, he is Cuban boy.
Yeah, he, yeah, and he, and then someone had fell overboard and he saved them, and they said he didn't, and he realized it was his mother that he had saved. He didn't realize it was his mother that fell off, that fell overboard. Wow. He just heard somebody fell overboard and went in the water. And I was like, oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And darn, man, he's only 24 years old. So, I mean, this guy was young. I mean, he just started his career, basically, in baseball. I mean, he's been great. I mean, he's been great as a pitcher, man. I think his ERA this year was like 2.98 that he ended with.
Wow.
I would love to have that in Orioles.
My favorite moment from him is there's that gift that always kind of gets around, and it's the dude that hits the ball directly to him, and he catches it, and the, it cuts back to the guy, the hitter, and he's just like, did you catch that? He's like, yep. I always like that one.
Man. Oh, yeah, Don Mattingly is the coach of the Marlins, yeah. Darn, Don Mattingly. Man, I remember him. I hated him. He was a Yankee.
We wouldn't get rid of those damn sideburns.
Yep, nope. Yep, we'll never get rid of them. All right. So, let's get into some better news. Well, I guess that's it for me. I don't have anything else. So, what you got, man?
I got nothing.
Okay. Nothing happened in wrestling? I thought something happened. I thought this guy's talking about
something. There's a pay-per-view, but...
Oh, yeah, the Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans, yep. Those wrestlers love their Clash of Clans. Yeah. Which is actually true. They have, like, a whole fucking...
Well, I heard Sasha Banks didn't win, clan. So I didn't care.
Yeah, she did not win. Bayley didn't win either. Charlotte won. That was a good match, though. There were some good spots in that match, too. Like, Charlotte did a moonsault onto both of them that looked really good. And then, yeah, I mean, there was some good wrestling, but overall, nothing crazy really happened. So, kind of maintained the status quo. Roman Reigns won the U.S. title, of course, because Roman Reigns wins, and that's boring.
But that
SmackDown's doing some good stuff, though.
The guy is, I don't know his name, who has the championship belt for the...
Kevin Owens?
No, well, then maybe it's not the championship belt. Oh, maybe it's named Kevin Owens. I have, you know what?
For Raw or SmackDown?
For Raw.
Kevin Owens is the guy that has the top belt right now.
All right. So who was... the guy originally had the real title but got injured. What's his name?
Finn Balor?
No.
No. Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Okay.
Who was he fighting?
He was fighting Kevin Owens.
So that guy's name Kevin Owens? I kept thinking it was The Miz.
He's the big guy.
I don't know.
Yeah. The Miz is on SmackDown.
Yeah, he... and I get him, Dean Ambrose. I mean, I get that Kevin Owens, I think that's Dean Ambrose. There's so many names and I don't know them, so...
Yeah.
I just throw them all in. So he was fighting him. Okay, so he's still the champion.
Yep, Kevin Owens is still the champion. It looks like they'll probably go into another match at Hell in the Cell, which is Raw's next pay-per-view.
All right, I guess we get into other news. No news, I'm sorry. Let's get into our next segment. What have we been watching?
Blue.
So
what
have
you been watching?
So what you been watching, man?
I watched South Park again. It was a solid episode. I don't think... this one was necessarily had like super great moments like the last two did.
Nah, it was it was okay with the Cartman moments. Cartman with that girl.
Yeah.
What's her name? Is she Sally? Who is she?
I can't remember. I don't know, sounds right.
Some girl, but... common girl name.
I like the way they end the episode.
Yes, yes.
Cartman,
that...
Cartman's just like,
holy shit. He's like, yep. Holy shit. That was hilarious.
I also like the internet bullying stuff with the doctor names.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes, yes.
She's like, what? Am I missing something?
Yeah. Like, oh man. That was okay episode. I mean, it was as good as the other two, but it was decent.
It was still fun. I like all the member Marys. Remember the 80s?
Yeah.
That's the one that
stuck
out
to
me.
I remember the 90s? No. Yeah, but do you remember the 80s? Not the 80s.
So that was fun. I also watched the episode 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay, now how you like that one?
I thought it was still good. Yeah, They're still doing an alright job.
But I don't care about anything all the other people, though.
Yeah. I agree. I actually like the relationship they're building between Daisy and the Ghost Rider.
Yeah,
I like what's going on between them.
That's the only characters I care about.
Though. Yeah.
Literally
everybody else seems just like May. They seem to be doing maybe something interesting with May. Like, I don't know where that's actually going.
Care, though. Like, oh, now she's going a little crazy and it's like, whatever.
She'll be fixed eventually. Yeah, after all the shit that they've been through with, like, especially like May with like that woman that had her face or some shit in the previous seasons. Like, it's not that crazy of a thing. I just wonder what that is. Like, is that like the spirit of the Ghost Rider that's affecting her, or is that like one of Ghost Rider's enemies? Or I don't.
Yeah, because like those people. I mean,
yeah, those people. I didn't understand either.
Yeah, at least they do kind of connect them back with him, but I still just can't. I just want to see him keep changing into the Ghost Rider and using his powers.
Which they toned down a little bit in this episode. They still did do the transformation, which I was surprised by.
Yeah, I was surprised.
It was mostly just him setting things on fire, which was still pretty cool. Like him turning the wrench on fire and turning the muffler on fire and hitting her with it. That was pretty cool. So yeah, I'm still on board with it so far. This definitely, everything outside of what Daisy and Ghost Rider were doing definitely seemed to just be filler. I mean, you met the new, director and found out what's going on with him.
Nick Fury? Like, what is he doing?
He's on My Contract Does Not Pay For This Show.
No, but I mean, as just in the Marvel Universe, like, what is he doing?
I don't know, actually. Is he, like, doing behind-the-scenes S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff still? Or is he just off the grid completely? Because what's Maria Hill doing?
Yeah, what is she doing?
She's not even doing anything, right? No. So I don't know.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. Like, this show and you know, the next thing I watched was Luke Cage, but... This show feels like a show that should tie in to the Marvel Cinematic Universe and just doesn't.
It doesn't.
Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and all of the Netflix series, like, I was watching that and I was thinking, like, I like the idea of them finally, like, integrating, but at the same time, I'm all right with them not, because they just have such a distinct style.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't really
fit. I love that. I love that about these shows.
Like, absolutely.
Luke Cage just feels so different.
Oh, yeah.
Than the other two. I mean, each one feels different from the other one. But, and I was, when I saw Luke Cage, I was curious, saying, I'm kind of starting to go for this show. And I watched it, like, wow. It really feels black. And I love
that. I'll let you speak to that, considering, whiteness and all.
This really feels like an urban show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Latinos are here, too, so it's minorities.
There's one white guy.
Well, I guess Jessica Jones can be considered a minority because she's a woman. I was joking.
Dig yourself out, Dominic. Dig yourself out.
I, It's too late.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. does not have that. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just looks like they're like, we're trying to be the Marvel movies, but we just don't have the budget or the writing or anything that actually makes them good.
Which pisses me off. It's like, why don't you just give them a budget?
That's a good question.
So I'm curious if your viewership, if I just want to see the test of like you using big budget, a lot of money.
How is their viewership? Like you follow
this year? I don't know, but I mean, from the past, it's been okay.
Okay,
it's been average. I mean, it's not their top show. It's not their.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's their top five show on ABC. I think they're comedies.
Oh, really?
The Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the president and the black girl?
Scandal.
Scandal.
Okay. I wasn't sure if like Grey's Anatomy was up there still or anything like that.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think Grey's Anatomy might have better ratings than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
I think it does.
Yeah. I just wonder if they do like the testing somewhere and say like, we could spend another blah-de-blah amount and make this like, even the effects just make them better, which I from the past two episodes, the effects in general have been pretty good. Like the Quinjet looks fine when they're flying around in that, and they show that outside, and Daisy's powers look pretty all right. And of course Ghost Rider, but you would think they, you know, went all out for that stuff just because they're finally introducing him. But really it's just like the writing just doesn't seem up to par. But I wonder if they're like, we could make a better show, but it's not going to be worth it in the ratings because we're not going to get that many more, and that's not going to draw in that many more advertisers. We've already got the Marvel name on this, so we can just kind of coast. I wonder if that's it. If they aren't really concerned about making a quality product, they're just like, this is good enough.
You know what? Based on TV by numbers,
mm-hmm.
only 2.95 million watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That doesn't seem that high a number.
Yeah, well, considering that NCIS New Orleans got 10.76 million. Oh,
holy sorry, crap. That
but that's old people, man. They don't die.
Yeah. But why? But why aren't old people watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I mean, it's essentially just a procedural, but they got some superhero stuff in there.
Yeah, whatever. They don't care about that. The superhero stuff, no. They don't care about that.
Whatever.
That's just like Flash
people
Gordon.
In NCIS or
Flash Gordon or something. But and This Is Us. This Is Us. Darn, they did a better rating too. Like This Is Us has a better rating than NCIS.
Wow,
2.6.
Yeah,
this is rating. You know, ratings are based on 18 to 49.
Right.
NCIS has a 1.5 rating. Because of course, mostly old people. Probably like 52 a million to watch it. Whatever the highest age is. and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a 0.9. God, ooh. Man, I thought that'd be like a 2. I always expected Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to be like a 2 something.
Yeah.
So for this being the second episode after that great one, I don't know what rating that was. This doesn't sound unless. I mean, this is just based on ratings of people watching it live, so maybe they have something of people streaming from Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I know people do that, yes, but you still expect. I wonder what the numbers are from like people watching live and streaming. Like, how do they look at that? How do they look at that? How does that work? Because then
it drives me crazy.
Go ahead.
Like even with video game sales, when they're digital now, it's like. How are we not just tracking these so easily? Like Hulu should be able to release the numbers of how many people are streaming each show
and
for how long.
But how much money do ABC get from the Hulu? Especially when you don't, they're, even with commercials, it's pretty limited. While you know you get the commercials on TV.
Definitely.
That's where their money, that's what I'm saying, that's where the money comes from, right? So.
Theoretically.
Yeah. So I always want it doesn't matter if they watch. Maybe they get a lot of people who watched it, but how much money is that really for them? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that works for them. But it doesn't look good. I'm thinking darn.
No. I wonder what that looks like compared to, like, Agent Carter.
This is Tuesday, right? Tuesday, September 27th? Yes. I didn't know Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. come on. You know what? Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. never used to come on 10 p.m. It used to come on at early in time.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know it was coming on at 10 p.m. I thought it was like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Huh. That seems weird. Maybe they had to move it to 10 because of how violent it's become with Ghost Rider?
Dancing with the Stars is still on.
Yeah.
That takes out the first 2 hours.
That's true. Maybe once that has its season finale, they'll move it back. But that seems... Why would you fuck with it like that?
Well, that's probably when it starts sucking again. It's just,
well, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Just looking at it from the outside, it definitely doesn't seem like they're that interested in making the show go. Unlike all of Netflix series, which, you know... So you saw it too, right? You watched some of Luke Cage?
Yes, I saw.
Holy crap, this show is awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good, man. I'm up to the third, and I'll probably take a break. And it's probably be good for me because there is some good shows out there.
I would say maybe watch episode 4 just because that's when they get into his origin stuff, and that's really cool.
Oh, okay. But, you know, it's not that many episodes, right? How many episodes are there, Saturday?
13, I think.
It's 13? Okay.
Yeah. You can divide it up a little more.
I thought they said, somebody said, like, this. Maybe they just went up to 7. They went up to 7, and then they go more. I could have sworn. Is it 13 available you can watch now?
I mean, they've never broken it up like that. Let me open my Netflix app real quick here, but... Yes, there are 13 available right now.
Okay. That's cool, then. Yeah. Oh, 13. Okay. I just hope it don't get drawn out like Jessica Jones for me.
Yeah. I mean, so far they've been keeping up the pace, though. They've been doing some crazy shit. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I like it. I like the... To me... It's not that it feels real, not like as in realistic, but the characters in this show, like when they go to the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seemed like it's a club. It's not a young person's club. They got older music in there.
Yeah.
And even the people.
Raphael Sadiq and Faith Evans playing.
Even the people who are in the club, like, it's not just, you know, slender woman and, like, having physique or something. These are, like, they're black people in their various shapes, like how you see really black people in real life. And that's what I was, that's where they caught my eye. It's like, wow, this is... They say they really try to go real with this, and also I like the antagonist in this, Cottonmouth. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't like to be called that. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Mr. Stokes.
Yeah,
I apologize.
And Shades, who is, I know him from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay,
and. I always forget her name. His cousin, who's supposed to be the politician.
Alfre Woodward.
Oh, okay.
That's the actress's name. It's yes. Maria.
That's what I'm talking about. That's her real name.
Yeah.
But she is... I always liked her, so I was surprised when I saw her, because I know she was in this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a... I'm really enjoying this. I'm really enjoying this, and that's what I give Marvel. Their diversity with their series is pretty damn good,
mm-hmm.
and
it doesn't feel forced.
No, it don't. It does not feel forced at all.
I was just going to say, like, for this one, especially since obviously you got a black main character and pretty much an entire black cast for the most part.
That's what I was curious about this. Like, with Luke Cage, when I first said he was going to do this, like, how are they going to do this movie?
Yeah.
Cause,
but at the same time, it doesn't feel like they're like, oh, they're just trying to make everybody black. It's just like, this feels natural. This feels like the way this is.
The way it is. Yeah, exactly. It's like, this the neighborhood he will be in. This is where he probably, well, even though he's not really technically from there, but
yeah,
the environment he's in, like, because you learn that he's there because his wife's, is that supposed to be her father?
I think.
Or father like figure?
Cause yeah, I think she was just from that neighborhood. And
she knew him, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's talking about he had a child, and like he just never seen him before because he went to jail.
Yeah.
It just feels. I just got a lot of words for it. But it feels very authentic to me. It really does. And who directed this?
Something Navarro. It was a really cool name, so I sort of remembered it. They're not making this easy for me to find.
Yeah, I see producers. I see producers for us. I even see, like, director.
Maybe it's multiple.
Yeah, it's for each episode.
Guillermo Navarro is one of the guys, at least. He was the one that stood out to me.
Yeah, he directed episode 3.
Okay.
And, like, the writers, I'm trying to think of the writers, too. Well, there's different writers for each one, too. Which makes sense. That's how they usually are with shows. Yeah. I mean, some shows are, have, like, the same writer, but it's rare. But I like the style. It's got like a. The style is almost like a 1970s.
Yes.
Kind of is the style. I like the music. I like the music they use.
Oh, the music is. They just use it so well.
Yeah, they do.
Like it was very striking, especially like the first episode, just the way they started everything off and kind of. And that, I guess that works along with like Cottonmouth's like club being one of the main focal like locations that they use as well. Yeah, I'm really liking what I'm seeing so far from this show.
What episode are you up to?
I've watched 4, so the next one will be 5.
Okay. Well, I hope it'd be 5.
I hope you. Nah, I'm gonna skip that one. I heard that one's not that great, so I'm just gonna skip that one. Yeah. But 4 is like where they really get into his origin, like his backstory stuff. So I would say if you're going to stop watching, I would maybe watch that one and then just go from there. Of course, I'll watch 5 and then I'll be like, oh man, you got to watch 5 too. And then 6. You got to watch 6.
Oh, see, yeah. Because you stopped at 4 too. I mean, you stopped at 4. So you tell me you just stop at the last episode you've seen.
All exactly. Right.
Anything else you want?
It really does. It just has the crucial stuff, like the backstory stuff that's really interesting. They tell a really interesting story for him, especially for a character that I'm not really familiar with the backstory of. So I thought that was really cool.
All right, anything else?
No, not really. I mean, I see you got Blackish on your list here. I watched that too.
Yeah, because that's the first Blackish I've seen in a while, and I watched that one, because I came on after I was watching another show on Hulu. I forgot what it was, but...
Was that the latest episode where his daughter was questioning God?
Yeah, I still watched that one. It was pretty funny.
And it had the guy from Hamilton in it?
Yeah, I knew you was going to mention that. Yeah.
Yep, had to. I heard his voice, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's him. I was like, yep, Thomas Jefferson. Marquis de Lafayette. Anyway, so yeah. What have you been watching, Dominic?
I've been watching. I actually watched *Lethal Weapon*. I watched two episodes that came on. It's enjoyable. It's enjoyable. Okay. It really, since it's a series, it goes into depth with his Riggs, him being suicidal. Mm-hmm. So it tries to get really serious with it. Well, in the movies, you know, you kind of go a little quick with it.
Yeah.
In this one, they try to go really into him being suicidal. But it's still a fun episode. It's still a fun show. But it gets... I was hoping there was, like, a overarching story with this. Maybe there is, and I wasn't paying attention. But... because I had it on while I'm doing other things. Because I'm like... if this is a procedural where they just do these cases every week, I'm like, this is a lot of crazy shit that happening on your as police officers, man. Because the Lethal Weapon can get away with it because it's like a movie every few years. So that's probably the biggest cases they ever done. They don't have that happen every fucking week. And if this guy got heart problems, he should be dead. He should. But it's good. I mean, I enjoy it. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. It's as far as procedural shows, this is probably the one I really like. I can really follow.
Yeah. Does it have more lighthearted? Is it funnier?
Oh yeah.
Than like your normal thing.
Well, normal what though?
I don't know. Normal because procedural,
NCIS,
I guess.
NCIS and all of them are. They're pretty lighthearted to me. they're pretty lighthearted.
Okay.
So, yeah, because
that's just because you don't take those people seriously, though.
No, they're, have you ever seen that show?
No, they are. I know.
Yeah. Because when I first ever watched NCIS, a long time, because it's been on for years, the first one. I first watched it, I'm thinking it's like some serious type of Law and Order type of shit. Then I see how the joke is, and maybe it's supposed to be the funny episode. And then I asked the next one, this is how they are. This is okay. Then first I was watching it a lot, then I stopped, and it's like, I meant to watch this. This is for old people.
I'm glad you finally came to that realization.
Yeah. What else I watched? I also watched Ballers season finale. It was good. Everything kind of worked itself out. but it was still good, man. I still enjoyed this season. I enjoyed this season actually more than last season. I watched Atlanta. That was funny. They have a black Justin Bieber on the show. Like when they said, "Oh, look, it's Justin Bieber."
So Justin Bieber.
Well, and I was confused because I was thinking, like, are they talking about the white dude behind the black dude? And I was like, because it was. And I was like, is that really Justin Bieber? He's supposed to be playing him. And then I saw the black dude's playing. Playing Justin Bieber. That's supposed to be him. I was like, oh, okay. Also, it was a funny moment at shooting range. I forgot his name. It's one of the friends. He's always seemed like he's high. And he's going to the shooting range. And he has his, he take his target out. You know, he bring his own target out there. And it's a dog.
What?
Yes, it's a dog. And he's shooting the dog. So, of course, those people get upset. It's mostly white. And they get upset. Like, why are you shooting a dog? So you can't do that? Shooting the dog. Say, wait. Man, dogs are crazy around my way. So they be biting everybody. Biting kids, babies. He's like that. He said, I don't care. You can't be shooting a dog. He said, what are you, a psycho? I said, how am I being a psycho? I said, why would I target a human? He's like, they point another guy's target. He said, look at his target. His is really specific. It had dad next to the target.
Touche.
And,
here I thought you were going to say it said Obama.
Yeah. But then some immigrants came to his rescue. Some other minorities, I guess you say. But they came. It's like, look, say he can shoot anything he wants to. Say, I seen your target. You had the one with the Mexican holding a knife. And say, you're a racist target. He's like, say he can shoot anything he wants to. But then he got kicked out, though, the owner. Well, the owner of the place kicked him out.
Mm-hmm.
And because I guess he'd done it before, he said, "I told you, story ain't trouble. Yeah, I'll kick you out or make you leave." But it brings up that point, though. It's like, what? Yeah, what's the big deal? I mean, it's no different. What's the difference between me shooting a dog and you shooting a freaking human? But that's the difference. That's the mindset. I always found this throughout my life.
It's because humans could have guns and dogs can't, Dominic. Unless you're in Wolfenstein, and then they have guns strapped to their backs.
Yeah, but it's just that it's always the animal thing. It's always white people. Black people always feel like, man, white people, man, they care about animals more than the people, man. It's like they are, like with the Michael Vick thing, that was all a huge thing. Oh, look, yeah, that's what, it's damn dogs, and they want the man to freaking hang for it. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm just saying that's just how we feel. It's like, why are you treating these animals like they're people or something like that? Why you care about these animals more than humans? That's how some of us feel that way. But whatever. What else happened in the episode? Oh, well, yeah, it was a charity event, and Justin Bieber was in there, and the guy playing Paperboy on the show, he's all jealous of him, and then he won. Things happen with that. But it was a good episode. What else I watched? I watched a lot of shows, but I'm only going to name like a few, man, because we're going fucking long. I watched Star Trek, the movie, the latest movie.
The new one?
And
okay.
It was good. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. Also, I watched half of Ghostbusters. I didn't like it, so I stopped. And
tell me more about how you hate women.
Yeah, it's not. It's the writing is not great. It feels like this movie was rushed. That's what I feel from this. I don't know what was going on with this. I didn't know Bill Murray was even in the damn movie. And this guy at my job told me that he was only in the movie because he was forced to. It was in his contract. It was a contract that he had made with Sony or whatever that he would have to show up in a movie. I never looked it up to verify that, but man, that's pretty, if that's true, that's pretty bad. But yeah, it feel like this day were really rushed. They were really rushing this movie, and the editing seemed pretty bad to me. It just didn't feel right. From the guy who did Bridesmaids, I mean, this is not no Bridesmaids, I can tell you that. Not even close. I also watched Magnificent Seven for my sister's birthday. We took her out because she wanted to see that. It was all right. It's enjoyable. It's nothing special. I never seen the original one. But it's nothing special about this, but it was an enjoyable show. It was funny. It was fun. I like it. I recommend renting it.
Cool.
Also, watch the new show, The Pitch, which is about the woman baseball player, woman who joins professional baseball.
Oh. The first woman. Yeah. What channel does that come on?
Fox.
Okay.
It's on Hulu. It's okay so far. So far, it's okay. I know a lot of people feel like this is Social Justice Warriors type of show, you know.
Oh, goodness.
But now there are some things that goes on the line. But it makes sense because most likely that would happen, you know, because it is a woman playing in a game that's been for men for hundreds of years. Right. So it is, so it makes sense for certain things of that nature. Damn. All these fake tweets. but yeah, so far I enjoy it. I'll keep watching. I don't hate it or nothing. I mean, it seems okay right now. First episode was a little upset for what happened at the end. Second episode, it was decent. And I'm curious where they go with this show. Because how long they're going to keep this going with this, like, being a controversy, like, how far do you just get tired of that, you know? Keep hearing, like, okay, yes, it's the first woman doing this, and people are still not liking her, like, on the team. I don't know how long that's going to keep going.
Yeah.
with that.
Until that show is canceled.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, 10 episodes? It's on Fox.
Yeah, I don't know how the ratings are for that show, but... I mean, so far, I'm enjoying it, so I'm curious to see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Son of Zorn, I did watch the second episode of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. I'm not feeling the sun.
No?
I really wish it was just about Zorn. That was just called Zorn.
From the few clips that I've watched of that, because I still haven't gotten around to watching an entire episode, but from the clips, his son just seemed kind of not really something I was into.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people are saying. I feel like that's what's holding it back, especially with him just always being like, "Oh, I'm just embarrassed. I'm a dad, and he doesn't listen to me." I just don't want to go through no father son thing. You know, I was like, "Oh no, yeah. Just be crazy, funny comedy with the cartoon guy." You know, real world. And I did watch Gotham. And what happened in Gotham? Oh, yeah, this is the Gotham where Poison Ivy changes to a woman. And that wasn't the main story, though, but that's what happened. That was the controversy of when they announced that this was going to happen. People were mad.
That's what you said.
Yes.
People were all up in arms about that.
Yeah, he's all up in arms. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know how that story is going to go. I'm just mad that they're doing all these super villains so early.
Yeah.
But, like I said, this is not your traditional Batman. This is probably has nothing even to do with any Batman. Because, technically, when I saw the trailer for Supergirl showing off Superman, which looks okay to me, they did mention, somebody mentioned something going crazy in Metropolis. Like, this is Supergirl City, so... I don't know what the fuck she lives in. So whatever made-up city they got her in.
Bigville.
And he was like, okay, we're moving to Gotham. So say, oh, so there is a Gotham.
Yeah.
That means there possibly is a Batman in this universe now.
So here's my question. With there not being a Batman, and there being a ton of supervillains, who's taking care of those supervillains?
Is it just Commissioner Gordon? Commissioner Gordon. And that's what people are saying. See, it's in this universe... He's gonna be Batman.
Police.
No, he's a bounty hunter.
Oh yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, he stopped being a police hunter. Force.
That
he's a bounty
hunter.
Doesn't
make sense anymore.
Also, Vicky Vale,
the bounty hunter.
Is it Vicky Vale or am I saying wrong?
Vicky Vale is the reporter usually in most Batman.
So
it situations.
Is Vicky Vale because I'm getting because there is another Vale in this one that's supposed to be her aunt, and she is a reporter. And that pisses me off because how they just try to connect everything. Like, oh, so she becomes a reporter just like her aunt, and I guess she's Asian. I guess Vale's gonna be Asian this time because she's Asian in this show.
Mm-hmm.
She looks pretty cute. And she's with Gordon.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, they had a fling. I didn't mean, it could be just a one-night stand kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like he's going to get caught by his girlfriend from last season, who he thought she left him. He thought she left him. But now, then you see at the end, she's come off a train. She's coming back to Gotham. I was like... Oh, great. Now I got to deal with this shit. Got to deal with all this drama.
Era romance.
But it's my guilty pleasure show. It's my guilty... God, this is my guilty pleasure show. I will continue to watch it.
Don't let the haters influence you, Dominic.
And I think that's it. So we can finally
keep supporting
get
that show so Fox can keep making it.
Yeah.
They'd be like, this guy over here, he's watching it. We're going to keep doing this.
I mean, hey, 3 seasons. That means somebody's watching it.
Exactly.
All right, so if I get to games we've been playing, if I get to what we're doing this podcast for, games.
Clearly that's what you're doing it for, because all I played was more Minish Cap.
Oh, God.
I tried to at least play... What's that?
What's finished?
I finished Minish Cap.
Oh, that's what that is. I thought it was like another game. I was like, no. I never heard of this game.
It's a really good game. It's like a point and click adventure game. You might really be into it. It's about this guy that finishes things.
If you don't get the reference, it's because we got a list of what we're supposed to talk about, and he has Minish Cap, comma, then finish, and I'm thinking that's
the other comma, game. Isn't it? It's the comma.
Yeah.
I should have put a slash. I meant to put a slash.
Yeah, I was thinking you thought I had another game.
Now, I was going to play some more Forza Horizon 3, the demo of it, because everybody's talking about it right now, and it looks so good. I really kind of want to buy it, but at the same time, I'm not going to, because I know I won't spend that much time with it.
Like how much time you spend with Forza?
How much?
5, right? Yeah, 5.
Actually, I spent a decent amount of time with that that was the only game out on the Xbox at the time. Yeah. So I put a decent amount of time into that. But yes, like Uncharted or Ratchet and Clank.
I know, why didn't you go back? Yeah, Ratchet, goddamn. You didn't even go to, I forget you have that game.
Let's keep it that way. You don't need to keep bringing
Bloodborne.
It up. Bloodborne, that's a whole different story. But yeah, I finished Minish Cap. It was good. It's a good game.
You missed your window on Bloodborne.
What's that?
You missed your window on Bloodborne. You had to beat it while everybody else was playing it. So you could be like, oh,
exactly.
Yeah, look,
that's
I'm
my
like
excuse.
One of you guys.
I'm not part of the community anymore. I don't feel like can't get people to invade me or whatever. Do they do that in that?
I don't know. I know if they do, I hope if I can't turn it off, I don't care about it then. I don't care about the game anyway. I can't cheat.
Exactly. You gotta wait for the PC version of Bloodborne. Alright, so what have you been playing this week, Dominic?
Alright, so I've been playing some more Fallout Far Harbor. And don't know if anything super interesting in there. I mean, it's some good stories in this.
Mm-hmm.
Not super interesting, but yeah, still great DLC. Also tried that game Virginia. I played a little bit of it.
Okay, how is that?
It's all right. There's no talking. You play as, it looks like you play as an FBI agent. I still don't know what the hell I'm doing, but it seems like sometimes, but you are doing some investigation. I feel like I am working in internal affairs, and I'm investigating the girl who I'm acting like I'm her partner.
I think that is the case.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I'm supposed to decipher this. I was trying to wait for since when they start talking, so I know what the hell's going on. And then
I know people have said that, so I hope that's not like a huge spoiler, because, you know, people usually don't just talk about things like that so laissez-faire. But
yeah, it seems okay for the little bit I played, though, but it's a lot of dreams happening and scaring the shit out of me, so I had to take a break. Because once that buffalo just appeared in my bedroom, I was like, what the fuck?
Okay.
Also, I've been playing a lot of NBA 2K17, man. It is filling that sports video game void that I've been having for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I played through a whole season with the Wizards. I mean, most of the time, I'm just simulating games. Like, we had a sucky record, then I just jump in. Like, I simulate, because you can simulate quarters. Mm-hmm. So I'll simulate to, like, the fourth. But a lot of times, I'm down by, like, 30-something points in the fourth. And I'm like, God damn! And that's a lot of times
I can't
that
help
happens.
You guys.
Because the Wizards suck. So it's a lot of times that fucking happens. I'm like, why can't I at least be by, like, 20? Because I don't feel like trying to come back from 30. I didn't want to play this game that long. I didn't want to play that long. But one time I cheated my ass off because it was like 10 seconds left. We're down by like 22. And I put the cheat on to stop the timer. So I could come back. I tied it, turned the time back on. And I think after they missed the shot and I got the rebound, call a timeout, put the time back on so I could shoot a buzzer shot and make it. And it's like, oh, they say, oh, yeah, this is awesome. it was great. And
now I know how Jordan feels.
Yeah. then I went through the playoffs. We played against Cleveland. And I simulated the first three games. Of course, they beat us three. So I was like, oh, we're going to first team ever to come back three down and win. And to beat Cleveland, LeBron James. Yep, we beat them. And I think that forced LeBron to leave Cleveland because he is on the Phoenix Suns now. And I was like, wow, he's on Phoenix. And he's sucking really bad up there so far. So I'm like, darn, that's hard, but it's not so realistic. I said he wouldn't leave to go to the Phoenix Suns. I said, why they have that happen? I mean, the Warriors are still the Warriors the next following year. Oh, yeah, I beat the Warriors in the finals in six games. And now, like, they also have little goals for you, like the owner talks to you. Because I'm the GM. So
okay.
The owner talks to you, got some goals set for you to do. Players even come to you saying, oh, the practices are too intense. Or they're not intense enough.
Say, shut up, pussy. Get back out there.
Yeah. You got choices to either be hard on them or...
What do you have, Allen Iverson out there? Practice?
And then you get to the contract stuff, which I don't like dealing with. But there wasn't cheap for me to have, like, a lot of cap room so I can just get any player I want. So I was mad about that. And so I still had the same sucky-ass team that I had that won a championship. So I was like, oh, God. I was like, I mean, I have to struggle through this again and just try to win. Because he was like, because the owner asked me to try to get a big three. I'm like, how? I told him that it's not going to be easy for me to do. I can't do it. Say, well, I didn't hire you for this job because it's easy or something like that. Yeah. So I said, what the hell? I said, we don't have enough cap. I said, first of all, I think we're like under the cap. So, no, we're over the cap. So I have to trade play. Like, who's going to take these guys for me to get somebody that good? Durant was a free agent, but the money he was asking for was no way in hell I was going to get him. I could pick him up. So I was like, oh my God. I said, Kenny, come on. It got to be a cheat somewhere. I could just freaking be able to buy him for pennies or something like that. But if there is, I haven't found it yet. But as far as my player mode, I am in December in that mode because you have to play every game for the first season. I mean, you can actually, if you pick a future game, it will simulate, but it simulates your other events in between that your days off, and the coach will consider you skipping practice because one time he got on me, was like, "Oh, you missed practice." I'd say, "Oh, I thought it was going to simulate the practice." He's like, let me not do that no more then. But the story that's going on now is that my team is talking about trading Justice Young, my partner, Michael B. Jordan. Of course. So, like, there's stories going on with that, like Michael B. Jordan getting frustrated with reporters asking questions, are they going to trade him, and then reporters asking me. And I talked to my agent, say, look, man, I might have to leave too, because we got something good going on here. Remember, orange juice, man.
We got the OG.
Yeah. Putting the squeeze on people. And,
killing white women.
Yeah, so...
with their basketball skills.
Yeah. No, you're too late, man. That took too long. But yeah, the game, it's fun, man. I really like it. They did a really good... did a great job with this. Also, I played some more Ace Attorney. I finally finished the second turnabout. It was pretty good. Now I am back to that fake country and
America.
No. I'm out of America. I'm back to the fake country.
The crazy judge country.
Yeah. And
where they kill people or something.
Yeah. Where they don't have defendants. And then they just basically everybody gets prosecuted and probably get guilty. But I haven't really played much of it yet. I just kind of just started. But yeah. This is the one I can see Maya again. I'm hoping. I really want to see her again. see how she growing up.
Uh-huh.
It's like a door to me, Daniel. I think that's it. I think that's all I played. I think I did play a little bit of Killer Instinct. But I don't remember... I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing in this damn Shadow Lords mode. This is very confusing. And the font on this game, because they don't talk to you, so you have to read.
Mm-hmm.
It's very small, and I hate that for a I'm tired of these games doing that. And this, they had no excuse, because this is a console game. So I don't know why the font's so small where I have to move up closer to my TV to read it.
Comes out on PC too, Don.
Yeah, I saw that, but I didn't want to load that up. But also, when PC games come to console, they need to fix that too. They need to make, like, optimize it so that you know you're going to have to do that. You can't just bring it over. That's because it's easy to do. People are playing on TVs here. They can't read like that. They can't read words like that.
Yeah, that's
why,
crazy.
That's why I didn't get Ark Evolved on. I'm not going to get it for the Xbox. When I played that freaking demo, I was like, all this stuff come up here. I don't know what the fuck it's saying. Alright, so yeah, that's it for me for games I've been playing.
Alright, take a break.
Yep.
Then we'll come back and talk about some gaming news.
Gaming news.
Hail to the Redskin. Hail victory. Praise on the warpath. Fight for all DC.
And we're back. Let's talk about some gaming news. What you got this week, Dominic?
All right. I felt like I played another game, but I just can't think of it.
It's going to be the biggest game, too.
Maybe I didn't. You know what? I might have didn't play another game because I was sick, so yeah.
Still away from The Witcher?
Yeah, because I was playing Fallout, so.
Hmm.
I say after I finish this DLC, I'll go back to The Witcher.
Yeah.
All right, so what is it, me? Well,
yeah,
I lost.
Game you just talked about, Ace Attorney, that's getting some DLC apparently.
Oh yes, it's well just like the other one did. The other one that came on 3DS. This one is also getting DLC. They announced it, and they go by Ace Attorney 6, like a number. I didn't know they put numbers behind these games, but this is the 6th Ace Attorney, I guess.
At least in Japan, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe technically for us, too. I guess they count, like, Apollo as a numbered one. Because it is... Ace is not Phoenix Wright, because it's Ace Attorney, so... It's like the whole series.
I guess that makes sense.
But it got some post-story DLC, and it came out this week for $5.99.
Oh, wow, it's already out.
It says this isn't a short story, like the two recently released on the... Now, I don't know what this is. The Asinine Attorney episodes. It's like there was two short stories recently released, Asinine Attorney episodes, which I never even heard of. I never heard about these episodes of what the hell this is. This is a full blown case, so I might have to look that up. And Miles Edgeworth is the prosecutor in this one apparently. And it's titled Turnabout Time Traveler. So
apparently that's part of Apollo Justice, the Asinine Attorney.
Oh, okay.
And it's non-canon story stuff.
Oh, so then it means nothing to me.
It is... Apollo Justice, Asinine Attorney is the second non-canon what-if short story scenario in Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, Spirit of Justice. Oh, so that's part of that game. Apollo Justice and Claver Gavin accompany Princess Raifa Padme Karani on a trip to the United States. But when Raifa wishes to stay in the country another day, her requests are denied. In response, she goes to the courthouse to testify about what she would like to see. To this end, Justice ends up calling Athena Sykes and Trucy Wright to help.
Yes, Trucy Wright, that's his adopted daughter. Wright's adopted daughter. You should have played the Power of Justice games. You would know these things, Daniel.
I know. One of these days. I do like those series. I'm horrible about game management.
Because, man, they have built up their character, in this, man.
Yeah.
It's like Dragon Ball Z level now.
Don't say that. That means I'm out. I'm done. They got fucking Rose Super Saiyan now. I don't even know what that shit means, Dominic. He's got pink hair.
All right, so yeah, it's $5.99, which I feel like that's the price of the other previous DLCs that was on the other game. That one had two. And which I never did pick those up. Maybe one day I might pick this all of them up because I just want to play them. But yeah, I am interested in this, though not interested in buying it no time soon because I still haven't beat this game. I haven't beat the main story, so. But for anybody who's probably most likely who's big fans, probably already finished the game already.
In Japanese, 2 years ago.
What you say?
In Japanese, 2 years ago. That's how big a fan they are.
Oh yeah. Well, they bought the American version too. They picked this up.
Definitely. All right. So TwitchCon just happened. I believe it was yesterday, as of recording this, Friday, whatever the last day of September. How crazy is that, Dominic? We're in October now.
Yeah, we are. It's almost over, man. 2017 is going to be here in no time.
Yep. Trump presidency.
Yep. I'm going to an inaugural, man, celebration. Hope I get invited to an inaugural ball.
As the only black person that will be there, will be invited, Dominic. But Amazon announced at TwitchCon that as part of the Amazon Prime subscription, they will now be including ad-free viewing on Twitch, some exclusive emotes and chat badges, and you also get one free channel subscription every 30 days.
That's pretty good, because even though I get ad-free viewing if I watch it on my PC with my ad blocker, I don't get it when I watch it on my Xbox.
Right.
And
how about those chat emotes?
Oh, yeah. See, I don't chat, so it's not good. But, you know, for somebody out there, it's really good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, and I can subscribe to a channel now.
Yeah.
Though
You can find one of those girls in bikinis and subscribe, and then
I can just follow them, though.
Yeah, but if you subscribe, then your name pops up on there, and they take their top off, right?
That's how that works. Subscriptions, because some people actually do like some bigger things on their video. Like they might put out some freaking music. It's like, oh yeah, he subscribed to me.
If there's big ass things that take up the entire screen.
Like, oh no, he's just a free subscription guy.
Well, apparently they're still going to get paid the same as if it was a regular subscription.
So I got
theoretically. I don't know if they'll know or not, but they'll still get their money at least.
Well, I have to. I don't want to just give anybody money then. I got to choose my guy.
You got to choose the guy
or girl. Very carefully.
Got to give it to Dan Gaming. Secretly, that's my Twitch website.
That's not you. Isn't this somebody's Dan's Gaming who I am following?
Yep, that's me.
No, it's not. Oh,
that's me. I hired him. His name's not really Dan. I'm the Dan behind the Dan at Dan's Gaming. So that's pretty cool. In some other convention news, Sony has finally announced that PlayStation Experience is happening this year. It's going to be happening December 3rd. And 4th in Anaheim, California, which, you know, they keep doing this, and this seems even later than last year. It's like, why do they wait so long before they announce this stuff? Like, are they trying to get the venue? Is there like an issue there? Or you're not giving people that much time to book flights and
Why is it always just like 2 months away or
maybe they're doing it this year, I don't know, maybe, and then bing, they're doing it. It seems weird. What do you think they're going to be showing off this year, because by then PlayStation VR is already going to be out, PlayStation Pro will be out by then too, right?
Resident Evil,
it comes out 7. November. Yeah, I guess they do have that. And that's VR exclusive for them, right? Like, that won't come to Oculus or Vive.
Nah.
That's kind of lame.
Yeah, you can't use on your visible Oculus or Vive. Exactly. Let me see. I'm curious if they're going to show any of the games they showed off at E3. Those games that we don't know when they're ever going to come out.
like Last Guardian.
I'm hoping they should one of those Sony games. I mean, that's not Sony. I'm sorry, Square Enix games like Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy VII. We get some
Kingdom Hearts. Keep dreaming.
At least a release year.
Release year.
God, at this point, I'm on release year. To know
all right, Kingdom Hearts 2020. Because they're going to come out with Kingdom Hearts 2.9 or whatever the next
they don't need,
line.
They don't need to show any more Horizon Zero Dawn.
You've seen enough of it
yeah.
to know that you want it.
And I'm trying to think of another game. I guess they could show some more of that the zombie game they have. What's it called?
Days Gone.
So, yeah. Like, what else you do in that game?
Show me the new PlayStation 4 that actually has a 4K Blu-ray drive in it.
Because I have a feeling we're not going to see any more God of War. I mean, that'd be cool if we did, but would they? Spider-Man.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. I feel like they should show some more God of War, though. I don't know how much they would have. Like, I don't know. They didn't give a release year on when that's coming out, right?
That's exactly. That's what I'm saying. That will we finally get a release year? They show it off and don't show no release time. I'm like, oh fuck it.
Yeah, the Square stuff would definitely be. I'd like to find something about Final Fantasy VII.
Well, hold on, when is that's coming out December? Last Guardian.
When is that coming out now?
I forget. I know it got pushed back, but I forgot. Was it like weeks?
I think it got pushed back like a month or so. Let's see. December 6th.
So it is December. Okay.
So they're going to be talking about that, I guess. Like, hey, on Tuesday, it's going to come out. Or maybe if they're smart, they're just like, hey, it's out now.
Oh, maybe
it got pushed back, but we pushed it up.
Maybe they show some more Shenmue 3.
No, thank you. I'll take the Final Fantasy stuff instead.
Yeah, I want to see some Final Fantasy 7. I want to see show some more of that. Have a release year.
Show me the battle system for that. That's what I'd like.
Oh,
to
definitely.
See what I'm
battle
doing.
Battle system is gonna be you pressing buttons. A to jump, X to hit, and triangle to heavy hit, and B to use your materia.
Okay.
You got.
I might be on board.
You
with
get
that.
Three slots. You get. Whatever you material you want, put those three slots.
And I change them with the D-pads?
Yes.
Okay. Knights of the Round.
The one would be Summon. The one would be Summon.
Ultima. And some kind of heal. Or Mimic. There you go, Mimic. So I can just have everybody do Knights of the Round over and over and spend 20 hours watching CG cutscenes. They should really let you, in this version of Final Fantasy VII, they should either have a long and a short version of Knights Around, or they should just let you skip the cutscene for it. Just press start to skip it. All right, some other news. Nidhogg number 2 has been announced for 2017. It's got a weird claymation looking art style and some new weapons. Got bow and arrow and stuff. Are you familiar with the original Nidhogg, Dominic?
No, I'm not.
It's a pixel art game, very simplistic. It's essentially like a dueling game. You're two little guys with fencing swords, and you're essentially trying to kill the guy and run towards his side of the screen. So you start off in like the middle of a screen, and then there are three additional screens on each side. So you like go through a door and go into the next like one-shot screen. And you're essentially trying to, you kill the guy, say I'm on the left side, I'm trying to run towards the right. I kill the guy who's in my way, I run through the door, I get to the next screen, he's alive again, I gotta kill him again, get past him. And it just kind of goes on like that until you reach kind of the end, the checkpoint. And it's really cool, it's really simplistic, but it's, you know, a couch co-op game. I really liked it.
Now I think about it, I heard of this game.
Yeah, it's kind of been around for a while. Listening to the Giant Bombcast like you do, you might have heard about them talking about it there. But yeah, this looks really neat, and it just the fact that it looks so different from the first one is really interesting. There's a trailer out there right now for it, but I like the art style that they're doing. It looks kind of weird. And in this one, in addition to like swords, they're also going to have bow and arrows and maybe some other stuff too. So that's kind of cool. Some other stuff. Bushin Cat actually alerted me about this on Twitter that Shovel Knight is going to be a guest character in Yooka-Laylee. It seems like from there's a teaser video out there right now.
Oh yeah, heard seems of this. Like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he seems like he's just going to be an NPC. I don't know that he's going to be playable, but just to have him in there,
well, yeah, is kind of cool. Neat.
Get him some more exposure. People love Shovel Knight, so I don't blame him for trying to get that in there. Square Enix has announced that Dragon Quest Builders is going to get a demo for the PS4 and Vita.
Oh, that's cool. You can try it
out.
I feel
like this is worth pointing out just because nothing gets demos anymore. So,
well, you need to play it now.
I'm going to try. I think maybe I'll download the Vita version and see how that is. I watched the little trailer for it. It looks kind of cool. I mean, it's, you know, it's Minecrafty, but there's also some actual Dragon Quest stuff to it. Smart, so maybe crazy,
it looks better.
It does look a lot better. But speaking of Minecraft, Minecraft Story Mode is going to get a second on-disc retail release. The first one, as you may know, only came out with the 5 episodes, because it was essentially, it came with one game, with one episode on the disc, and then, you know, it was one of their season pass things. This one is going to include all 8 episodes because, you know, they added those extra 3 on after they realized, I guess, people bought this game a whole bunch. I mean, unless there was just a story that they could contain in 5 episodes.
Yeah, so we had to expand this story.
Yeah. So that's going to be $29.99, but that's kind of weird.
We had to Lord of the Rings this story. Lord of the Rings. Well, I'm sorry, The Hobbit. We had a Hobbit this
there
story.
There you go. That one's particularly egregious. But yeah, it's weird that there's going to be 2 versions of this out on the disc, one of which essentially is only going to have 1 episode, and then you can download the rest or the other 5, but it's just so weird. Why not? I don't know. Never mind. I was going to suggest something stupid. Okay. And then it's the end of the month.
It's unless okay. You got something this else. This is what we do.
What's that?
We suggest stupid things up here. So
that's true. Okay, so what I was going to suggest is just take the regular retail release and then just keep selling it for the same amount of cost because you already have those on the shelf, and then just give everybody the 8 episodes. But theoretically, those boxes are only going to say 5 episodes. So. But I mean, you're telling me you can't like send stickers to retail or something like that? Like, they do that stuff with promotional stuff. I don't know why you couldn't do that with, I don't know.
I didn't even think about back that. That stuff was on the boxes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it just seems weird that, like, theoretically somewhere you're going to walk into a Target and there's going to be Minecraft Story Mode and then another Minecraft Story Mode box that looks slightly different and I guess is going to say includes all 8 episodes or the complete collection or something weird and dumb like that. It just seems silly. All right, so do you have anything else before we get into the PlayStation Plus and Games for Gold stuff, Dominic?
Let's see.
Anything stand out news-wise?
I know the crowdfunding platform Fig is kind of legit now, I guess.
I got an email from them.
The SEC approval?
If I donated money to become an actual investor that they can actually take my money now, which is kind of crazy because I feel like that's been like almost a year now, but I also did not give them enough money to invest. So
how much money you got to get to invest?
I think it was like $1,000.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Put that extra $999 to it.
Pretty much.
And there's a My Little Pony game coming out to Android called Puzzle Pony. Puzzle Party. It should have called it Puzzle Pony Party.
Puzzle Pony Party.
Yeah, because that's P-P-P. Freaking hard to say.
Yeah. iOS has Mario Run. We got My Little Pony.
Maybe it was already on iOS. Yeah.
How dare you? Don't
give them that credit. Well, this seems to be a standard mobile puzzle game. The app currently sits at a solid 4.5 on the iOS. Yeah, it was already on iOS.
Ah, that's bullshit. Nobody wants that game, though. iOS garbage. I also remember,
like, did this site, this is Game Informer, did they announce that, oh, it's coming to this game coming to iOS?
Yeah.
Like, I never seen them have My Little Pony news up here.
You gotta check your My Little Pony specific places.
Yeah, the bronies, man. Gotta respect the bronies. I think that's about it. Homefront Revolution is getting DLC, so for anybody who's a fan of that game, there you go.
Is it gonna fix that game?
I wonder, did you have to pay for this? Was there a season pass for this game? It probably was.
I almost want to say yes.
Yes, it was. Because it said the DLC free to season pass holders. $5.99 for everyone else.
Yikes.
How much was
they've been waiting for this?
I wouldn't know how much the season pass, because this is only $5.99, man. I was like,
where the fuck's the rest of my shit? Oof, that's gross.
Oh, Ubisoft acquires mobile publisher Catch App?
That's
I don't know what that means, but maybe that helps. Well, Vivendi or something. Like, they were Vivendi stalled, or I don't know.
Oh, there you go. Hold strong, Ubisoft.
I
didn't
read it. I just saw the title of the article.
Mm-hmm.
I was upset.
He wanted them.
I wanted them to take over just to see what happens. Just to know they're going to make my Assassin's Creed good again. So make sure Desmond comes back.
They did say that they're maybe not going to have a game next year because they're going to be trying to... They're not giving a firm release date because they're going to just try and make the game as good as possible.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's good, yeah.
Which means it's coming out early next year because they don't really give a shit.
I guess there must have been a rumor that Gearbox was going to put Battleborn free to play, because I see an article right here that says Gearbox Software CEO denies that Battleborn is going free to play.
They know what they need to do.
Yeah, but...
They need to pay people to play that game.
I just... know that if it was going to be free to play, it'd be too soon now to do it. You probably have to. You only came out in May, so you still would have to try to sell as much copies as you can, then bring it out. Do that. Just like how. What's the game called?
Evolve,
yeah. What they did. They didn't. It wasn't. I mean, it was how. Like a year. A little more than a year later, till they went free to play.
And they waited too long.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's talk about some Games for Gold and some PlayStation Plus stuff. I'm going to start with Games for Gold because they're slightly underwhelming compared to what PlayStation's actually offering this month. The entire month, you're going to be able to get Super Mega Baseball Extra Innings for the Xbox One. Which, you enjoyed that demo, right? Or did you end up actually getting that game?
I played... It was a demo. I thought it was a demo. Yeah, it was a demo I played, yeah. And, yeah, I liked it. It was all right. So, I did see this, and I was happy that I saw that I could get this game.
Yeah, I thought the demo was pretty good, too. And then The Escapist, which actually looks kind of fun, too. That will be available on the Xbox between October 16th and November 15th.
When is this available? Like, because I've looked up here on my Xbox now.
They have the ad for it, but it takes you to the old games.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. Because it is the first. But, yeah, I did the same thing this morning. I clicked on that, and I was like, So where? And then I clicked to see if they still had the Earthlock or whatever. I clicked on that and it still said get it free, and I was like, oh, I guess they just haven't switched them over yet. I don't know, maybe they'll do it on Monday just because it's the weekend and they don't want to pay people overtime. I don't know. And then for the Xbox 360, I Am Alive will be available for the first half of the month until the 15th. And then MX versus ATV Reflex will be available from the 16th through the 31st. I feel like this one has already been free.
I think it was another one.
Okay. One of the other ATV versus.
You know what? I should just. I'm going to ask my token. I'm going to look at my games.
Okay. Well, you know, while you do that.
You know what? Unless this wasn't backwards compatible, then it won't even fucking matter.
All right. So, PlayStation Plus, on the other hand,
my controller's not near me. This is my PC controller, so don't. Never mind.
For the PlayStation 4, they will be having Resident Evil HD Remaster. Pretty sweet. And Transformers Devastation as well. So, that's pretty damn solid lineup for the PS4 this month.
Yeah, I tweeted that PlayStation Plus, because I think there's been some rumblings on the internet how it sucked for the last so months for some people.
This is what your extra money's getting you, I guess, right?
Yes.
$10 extra.
I guess, yeah. There you go. You got your great games now. But yeah, I know that's pretty good. And hopefully we can, if I ever get a PS4, we work those account, works out so I can get those games.
There is a sale right now that you can get one for $369 for the Slim with Uncharted 4.
That's not a good enough deal.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was good enough for you.
$300 with Uncharted 4? Maybe, but then if that... You have that game, so if we that account,
well, theoretically, Switch. You could sell that if it's just like a digital code or a disc or something that they give you.
Yeah, I guess it could, but then that.
Oh
would
wait, did what did work. I say? Did I say? I think I might have closed that window actually. Did I say 360?
You said 369.
I think 269.
Oh, that's a good deal
because it's 300 for it without, right? Like 300 base, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess. So I think I assume, it's 269. Yes. I mean, because when you said 369, I was thinking like, oh, I guess
that's
I
was not a good deal wrong. At all. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense to me. Okay. Yeah, $30 off. Yeah, $269. Sorry for the Slim with Uncharted 4, and it actually they're showing a box copy of Uncharted 4. I'm not sure if that's absolutely the case, but it seems like it comes with a box copy since it has, you know, a picture of the box on it.
Where is this?
Jet.com. I'll send you a link after we finish the podcast. Yeah, so in addition to those games for the PS4, you also get Mad Riders for the PS3 and From Dust for the PS3 and Code Realize Guardian of Rebirth and Actual Sunlight for the PS Vita. From Dust I'm familiar with. The other three I don't really know what that is. But, you know, for me at least, someone with PS4, I'm satisfied with the Resident Evil Remaster and Transformers.
Yeah, man, I was about to say, that those two are pretty good.
Yeah,
they make up for whatever the hell these other shits is.
I have been getting an itch to try out the Resident Evil. That's
man, I wish PlayStation had like some type of backwards compatibility, like Xbox.
Yeah,
so am I
playing those called PlayStation Now, Dom?
Those small PlayStation PS3 games they always have for free. Yeah, I can just try them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's still I forgot what game I have on PS3 that's. Still want to play God and I can't play it. I mean I it was sitting right here but I don't feel like hooking a damn thing up.
Yeah.
All right, so what we got for new releases?
New releases, this week we got Cluster Truck for the PC. Who cares what that game is? That title is pretty good, though.
Yeah, Cluster Truck.
Cluster Truck. And the logo is like, it says cluster, and then it says UCK with like the TR on like a sign posted on top of it.
Yeah.
Like it originally said cluster fuck, yeah, but they put truck in. So that was pretty fun.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, Darkest Dungeon, which you've talked about before playing on PC, that is now out on the PS4 and the PlayStation Vita. So Vita's getting something still.
That's good
for them.
It's a good game. Right. It's a good game, guys.
Also very out hard now is FIFA 17 for the PC, PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. We've talked about this before, but is this the only EA Sports game that comes out on the PC?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, because Madden doesn't, and
hockey doesn't.
Hockey doesn't.
And Live doesn't.
And Live doesn't come out on anything. All right, Forza Horizon 3 is now out on the PC and the Xbox One. The wonderful thing about that is if you buy the PC version, you get the Xbox One version. If you buy the Xbox One version, you get the PC version. That is very cool. Galgun Double Peace, a game we have talked about previously to this, Dominic, is now out on the PC, so I'm thinking maybe you should get this. Put some codes in there. See some little naked anime girls.
Oh, yes, it is on PC.
Yep.
Man, yeah, I need to get that.
Yeah. All right, King's Quest Chapter 4, Snow Place Like Home, is now out on the PC, PS3, PS4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. Do you have any plans to be playing this weekend, Dominic?
I still have to play 3.
Uh-oh. Falling behind, Dominic.
Yeah.
Falling behind. Also out now is Sonic Boom Fire and Ice for the 3DS.
Yeah, I saw this game. Sonic, I mean, game. It looks okay. But I'm really waiting for that Sonic remix,
mm-hmm,
that's coming out next year, I believe. That's the one I really looking forward to. It is.
Okay. And then XCOM 2 is finally out on the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Motocross Madness.
Oh, is that what the other one is?
It might be, but like I said, if there was another MX,
mm-hmm,
game, it might not be backwards compatible. And I had
what game did I just see that was backwards compatible? Oh, Lost Odyssey is backwards compatible now. And I was like, oh, I could get back into playing that after 10 years.
Yeah, that's right. You did get that game.
Yeah, and I actually really liked that because it had a very simplistic Final Fantasy VII-esque battle system, like just straight up turn-based. But it also did have some of that Mario and Luigi stuff where you could block when you were defending.
Oh, okay.
So I liked that because it wasn't like full-blown like the modern Final Fantasies where you're running around.
So do you jump on people's heads too?
No, unfortunately not. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's probably something where you jump on people's heads, but for the most part, no. It was just swords and stuff like that. But I did like what I played of that game. I just did not continue playing it for one reason or another. I'm going to say Modern Warfare 2 or something like that. Or maybe even Modern Warfare 1. Maybe that's why I stopped playing. All right, that's it for new releases. You got anything else this week, Dominic?
Man, Danny. Oh, yes, I did see something. You end up getting Stardew Valley, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's another game you don't play. And you don't even need to play long. You need to just do a little planting and then stop. But
I did a little planting and I stopped. So I got all my bases covered with that one.
But they had a...
I'm going to go back and everything's going to be overgrown.
They have a Stardew Valley beta patch and it adds divorce.
Yes.
And squashes bugs. Oh, it's probably game bugs. Okay. But yes, they said add divorce.
I can just tromp around my garden.
So that's cool. Yeah, you can find divorce to chicks. That's. I'm going to try this game, but then again, I shouldn't. So I just get addicted to it.
Yep.
What? Yeah, I saw something else, too. It was something. Oh, but I want to mention something about Hulu. Like, they don't do CW anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they actually announced it earlier in the year. I just didn't know. but CW has their own streaming site.
Oh,
CW Seed, which sounds pretty nasty. Pretty that
nasty. CW Skeet Skeet Skeet.
But yeah, it's CW Seed, and they have a lot of shows. They have a lot of shows on that streaming site. It's not just their recent shows, but from other, like, maybe they were on other networks. You know, you don't see them no more. And
right,
but thing is, I mean, that's pretty cool, but it is free.
Okay, it is free.
But I don't like commercials. It's the reason why.
It's free,
and,
but it's got commercials.
Oh, man, I've seen people, when they find out CW's gone, people's like, oh, no, I don't care about Hulu no more. It's like, there's no point anymore to having it.
Yeah.
And then, like, also to show my other guilty pleasure show I watch, Quantico, which I thought it was only 13 episodes. I stopped. And when I watched the new season, I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. I was like, who are these people? I was thinking, like, oh, maybe they're doing a flash forward or something. And I watched one episode like, no, not, what the hell was going on? And then I realized, oh, it was like 20-something episodes, and I just stopped at 13. I said, like, oh, God.
Come on, Dominic. This is ABC. You know better than that.
And then, so then now I'm back to watching, like, episode 15. I mean, this show is pretty bad to me. I mean, there are people who like it.
My wife likes it.
Well, because of the love story stuff in there. Everybody fucks everybody. In the FBI, apparently.
Who is this by? I heard somewhere that this is made by, like, the same people that make, like, Arrow or something, and that's why it's a... Oh, no, it's, it's made by the same people that made Gossip Girl.
Oh, okay. Oh,
why it's all lovey-dovey and weird.
But I only watch it because it got a lot of beautiful women in there. That is really the only reason I watched. This is a guilty pleasure show. The main character, she was former Miss Universe.
And oh,
God,
really?
She's hot. Just so funny when she was on the run. She's on the run. She's going up to, I don't know what state it was. It's one of the northern states.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in the woods in the cabin with, like, this other dude who was up teasing up there and hiding. And she went up to meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did you have time to put on makeup? Like, why are you all made up and still looking beautiful? And you're on the run, you're running. Like, did you have time to still put makeup on now? Like, why do you even care about that? Things like that, it just don't make any sense. But it's like, oh, this is just some beautiful, like, this is like a, it's a soap opera still, basically. It's just a soap opera mixed with some FBI shit. It just, that don't make any fucking sense. But, God, some beautiful people in there. That's what keep me going. that's what keep me watching this show. Yeah, I think that's it. That's all.
All right. Well, thank you, as always, guys, for listening. Thank you, Dominic, for participating in our wonderful podcast.
Yes. I was forced to.
If you want to contact us, reach out to us on Twitter. Dominic's at Dino Mans. I'm at RegulusMB, at SuperPod. We both see that. So if you hear those sounds in the background of Dominic's phones, that's people tweeting at SuperPod.
Yeah. I wish.
Or it's just all those stupid things that you get from Twitter saying, hey, so-and-so hasn't tweeted in a while. You want to hear from them? Like, no, I don't. I'm good. Thanks. So check us out there. Check us out at superpod.com. You can find every previous episode we've done there.
You know, I forgot to put the Redskins music. I would say play the music. Oh, my God. I'm too tired
now
today.
I'm playing the music, Don. The music is playing right now. Do you want me to make that our break music for you?
Yeah, let me do break music. Okay.
Break music. You'll have already heard it, but it will be the Redskins. And you can find us on iTunes, also on Google Play Music and Stitcher. And if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know.
Here's another game. Twitter. You need to go back to play Doom. I totally fucking forgot
Give
about
that
game.
Give us a review. I do need to do that because I think I finally have some room on my hard drive to install that, so I need to get around to that. And Until next week, guys. See you later.
See you.